I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Each year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources produces a snapshot of the wildlife food sources across the state. It's called the Mass Survey, and it gives hunters an idea of what feeding patterns will be for game this fall and winter. We'll take a closer look at the 2018 survey after this. The 2018 mass survey shows that, once again, hard-mast hit very well across West Virginia. Survey co-author Chris Ryan says the white oak was a winner this year.
Probably one of the most important trees that we have. It's very similar to last year. Now, last year was a very good year. So, again, that's really good for the wildlife out there. And it is 3% above last year, but it's 42% above our long-term average. And like we said, we've been doing this survey for 47 years, so it's 42% above that long-term average. So there's going to be a lot of white oak out there. And the white oak and the chestnut oak go along similar, and chestnut oak is also above its long-term average.
Now, the survey will tell you that the black oak and the red oak acorns did not produce very well in 2018. But Ryan says that's actually a misnomer because of an odd phenomenon that he had never seen until this year.
And I walked by some of these trees and looked at these black oaks and these red oaks, and there were no acorns on them a month ago. You go back a month later, and the acorns are as big as your thumb. I mean, they're as big as marbles on those red oaks and those black oaks.
Really?
So I was talking about it with my old professor, Dr. Edwards, up there at the university, and with a couple other people that are pretty knowledgeable about wildlife and trees and forestry, obviously. I personally think it's this the weather we've had in the last month. So we had all that rain, and then it gets sunny, and it's warm. And then we have rain, and it's sunny, and it's warm. And if you notice, everything's still growing. I think those red and those black oaks sucked up a lot of that moisture that was in the ground and put it towards their acorn production. So,
and soft mass, though, did not do nearly as well this year.
The cherry did not do very well. It's down 31% from last year, and it's down 22% over its long term. So basically, you know, if you're going to find a tree, they're going to have, if you find three or four cherry trees, one of them's going to have common, it's going to have some fruit on it, and the other ones are not going to have very much at all. The apple is also down almost the exact same, 32% from last year, and just 8% above over the long-term average.
Success or failure of a mass crop is often determined in the early spring.
Anything that impacts it, be it rain, wind, or frost, basically, any of those three can mess up the flowering process. If you have an extreme amount of wind, that'll mess it up. If we get really, really heavy rains, it'll mess it up. If you get late frost, it'll mess it up. So any of those three can have a really negative impact.
You can take a look at the survey. It's posted right now at wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.